Switzerland is considering a guaranteed minimum income for its citizens, meaning that everyone would get a set amount of money from the government and then they can go off and earn more or not on their own.
Our next guest says there's a case to be made for adopting that plan in the United States with some modifications, a libertarian case, in fact. Matthew Feeney joins us now. He's an assistant editor at Reason.com and Reason 24/7 News, and he's written about this issue. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You think that there could be a good trade-off here, bring in a guaranteed national income and get rid of a lot of government assistance programs. Why would that be a good trade?
Well, I think that the system that we have at the moment is not just inefficient, but actually rather, immoral in the way that it treats people. And I wrote about the Swiss referendum that's going to be happening, mostly because I think that something similar in the U.S. wouldn't be that bad an idea. However, I do think that in order for such a system to work, that it would have to replace all of existing income and a lot of corporate welfare. I just don't think it's fiscally feasible without huge welfare reforms. But I don't think there's anything wrong in principle with just saying, look, every year you get X amount and take care of yourself or help each other.
So what kind of amounts are we talking about for a guaranteed minimum income?
Well, so the there's been a bit of discussion about this. The Swiss amount, I mean, the figure that has been talked about is that every Swiss adult would get $2,800, the equivalent of every month. I do think that figure is quite high. The libertarian author Charles Murray wrote a paper and actually wrote a full book on this issue where he made the proposal of $10,000, and that was back in a few years ago. So you could have the amount now at something like the poverty line, which is about $11,500.
And this money would come from the government?
Yeah, I think it would come from the same source it comes from now, taxation mostly.
So help me understand how that's a libertarian perspective.
Yeah, this is, as you might be able to imagine, a bit of pushback I get from this from my fellow libertarians is this is just, still big government. And I think it's important to point out that, people like Milton Friedman and Friedrich Hayek, Thomas Paine, as well as, as I mentioned earlier, Charles Murray have advocated for something like a guaranteed income. It's not necessarily contrary to libertarianism. In fact, I think that it's quite compatible with libertarianism. If you remember that something that libertarians like to talk about is personal responsibility and people knowing what to do best with their own money. There are certainly people out there who think of this as some sort of incompatibility, but I'm not one of them.
So this is money handed without conditions in your mind?
Yes. Yeah, it would be, I think that it would have to be without conditions or else you would have a huge political problem. And you would still have people, silly saying that, oh, these are just poor people mooching with the state, which, isn't a very nice way to talk about it. So I think if it was just a guaranteed income for every adult, regardless of income, then it would be a lot easier. But like I said, this would have to be done on condition of, the abolition of a lot of the welfare system we have in place. And I think it would also have to be conditional on some sort of legislative barrier to any, welfare systems being put in place in the future. Mm. Charles Murray, when he wrote his book about this, said that there would have to be something like a constitutional amendment in order to make sure that didn't happen again.
Mm. If we provide a minimum income, do we still then provide public funding for education, housing, health services, and other things like that?
No, I mean, I think the only way that this could possibly be funded is if you got rid of things like that and leave education, health, housing, and everything to private individuals and private organizations.
So you say that this would get rid of the humiliation of the current system. What kind of humiliation are you talking about?
Well, I find it really, I don't like the fact that a lot of people who are on welfare have to pass drug tests in order to receive their benefits. I also don't like, I mean, as the accent might betray, I'm, you know, not originally from America, but I, you know, the whole system of food stamps where people are given, you know, sort of fake money in effect and told that they can only buy government-sanctioned goods. I just think it would be a much more humane thing to give people money and say you can buy what you want, eat what you want, and do whatever drugs you want, but it's your life and you have to take personal responsibility. I think that the system I'm proposing would actually empower people, you know, the most in need more than the current system.
Is there a motivation behind this idea in the way of ending poverty? And do you think that poverty would still be an issue under a system like this?
So there's always going to be relative poverty. I don't think we're going to get rid of that. But I can't help think that if you got rid of a lot of the administrative barriers and you got rid of a lot of the systems currently in place, that it would be better off in the long run for the people that, you know, welfare is aimed at helping. Unfortunately, you know, I think it's important to point out that we actually do have the sort of cash in place. The Census Bureau estimated that the amount of total welfare spending at the moment is four times the amount that it would take to lift all Americans living in poverty above the poverty line. You know, I don't think this is because of a lack of wealth. It's an administrative problem, and that's why I think, you know, giving it directly to people is preferable.
Would providing a guaranteed income be an incentive, though, against finding employment, for example?
It's possible. I think, you know, there will be a small minority of people who decide that they would rather live on $11,500 a year than try to find work if they could get it. But, you know, that said, I think without with the guaranteed minimum income being the only source of welfare, there would be, you know, a huge amount of I feel like, you know, social pressure that would arise for people to work because people would know that you had a guaranteed income anyway under the system. So the question would be either why aren't you working when there are jobs available, or you would have a legitimate, you know, grievance, which would be you live in an economically depraved area. But that's already the situation under the current system.
Well, we're wondering if you, dear listener, have any questions or thoughts on this issue. The number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. What do you think of providing a national minimum income in lieu of government funding for other resources that we might be already used to under the current system? And Matthew, I also wanted to ask about, I was reading about the Swiss proposal, and one commentator said that providing a national minimum income would allow people to choose employment based on the work they want to do, not the work that they have to do in order to get by. Do you agree with that? And what sectors do you think might lose employers or employees as on account of a system like this?
That's an interesting point. I actually hadn't read it before. I don't want to jump to any conclusions about what the situation would be in Switzerland. I suppose that, you know, under this current system, people who like their jobs would keep it. People who don't like their jobs, I think, would still have a slight incentive to keep their job because, you know, like I'm saying, the basic national income under the system I'm proposing would still be for, you know, the vast majority of working Americans would be a pay cut. You know, it's basic. It's not going to be something that most Americans could quit a job and still maintain their lifestyle with.
Let's take a call from Carl in Darlington. Is on the line. Hi, Carl.
Hello.
What's your question?
My question was, has anybody really looked into the economic impact it would make allowing people to take a risk in starting a new business or innovate, having a security that wasn't welfare, that was guaranteed, allowing you to better yourself and boost the economy?
What do you think of that, Matthew?
I mean, if I heard correctly, it was a question about the how exactly this would be funded, or has anyone done research on that? Sorry, I couldn't quite hear.
He was wondering about allocating some of those funds into a social safety net.
Sure. Well, I mean, the whole point of the system is that, you get rid of a government safety net, but if, wealthy people with their guaranteed minimum income check once a year decide that, they would rather send that money to private charities to set up, a neighborhood or citywide or statewide charities that would provide, a safety net for people who need more than the basic income. I mean, I certainly don't have anything against that idea at all.
Andy was saying this could free up people to take risks of starting a new business. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, part of the proposal that I'm making is that it would be cash, and I fully accept that under the system, some people are going to make bad decisions. If you abolish the welfare state, and then someone who's had hard luck decides to invest half of their yearly check into, a company that goes bust, or someone irresponsible decides to fly to Vegas and put it all on black. I mean, that is regrettable, but that's something that, I don't think governments are very good at making policies against stupidity. I just think, we should trust each other to help people in need and not rely on huge government welfare spending. And I think, under this system, if someone does decide to do something responsible, there would be societal impact and, a certain level of stigma attached.
You're worried that the Switzerland proposal is going to go the wrong way. What are your concerns with it?
I think I should preface this by saying that I don't actually think that it's going to pass. The Swiss rejected a referendum capping executive pay to 12 times the amount of their lowest employee. So it seems like the Swiss are certainly not in the mood for radical economic reform. That said, I do think my worry about this is I just think that the amount is far too high and generous for a country that is already, let's be honest, quite well off. And I also am concerned that it's not going to come with the drastic, welfare and government spending reform that I'm proposing. I think, the Swiss could potentially have a big, government spending problem if this is implemented without, very, very careful reforms attached.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me.
That was Matthew Feeney with Reason.com. We have a link to his piece, Scrap the Welfare State and Give People Free Money, on the Central Time Facebook page.
And while you're there checking out the story, let us know what you think of the idea. You can comment on the Facebook page.